We have had a lot of difficult halachic questions concerning the voice chat program Paltalk, where Jewish lectures are given and where Jews gather to know more about the religion. It's not a Jewish program, but they have a Jewish section where Jews usually go and schmooze with other Jews. People come from all over the world and have different time zones. I have two questions about this program. So my first question is, if it will be allowed to answer a Jew in the chat who has Shabbos going on. EA is the secular Jew, comes from Israel. It's 4 p.m. Friday, New York time. Should we throw him out of the room or just continue since it's not Shabbos for us yet? Or should we perhaps not have a room at all when Israelis have Shabbos going on? My second question is, if it's necessary to ask people who come to the room if they are Jewish or not. Some Christians sometimes come into the room but behave and don't say anything against Torah. They listen to the lecture, but it's also forbidden to have them listening to live lecture and thus throw them out of the room. Is it necessary to ask if they are Jews? I would really appreciate if you answer these questions since you can solve a difficult disagreement which involves hundreds of Jews. Thank you very much. Danny Cage from Denmark. Okay, first of all, if you know that you are directly communicating with somebody who is doing it through Chilul Shabbos, you should not be involved in that since you are, to a certain degree, causing the other person and enabling him to be Mechalel Shabbos. It is either Lifnei Iver or Misayei Lidei Ovrei Aveira, right, putting a stumbling block in front of the blind or helping someone commit a sin. And therefore, if you know the person is an Israeli and for him it's Shabbos and for you not, you should not be involved in talking to him and causing him to transgress the Shabbos. You don't have to find out if there are non-Jews in the room. You should be careful to say only those things that are proper to say that would not make a Chilul Hashem, and that applies even to Jews. But since your intention is to be involved in spreading Torah to Jews, if incidentally there are non-Jews around listening, you don't have to stop what you're doing. You definitely shouldn't throw them out of the room in a way that would make a Chilul Hashem. And that is more or less, from what I understand of the question, what the issues were.